Malcolm Turnbull has called for unity after defeating Peter Dutton in a leadership challenge. Australia's first female Muslim senator says she wants to amplify the voices of women in Canberra, and Usain Bolt takes to the field for his first training session with the Central Coast Mariners. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called for unity after defeating Peter Dutton 48-35 in a leadership ballot in the Liberal Party room. The Prime Minister declared the leadership vacant after entering the party room with his deputy Julie Bishop shortly after 9 this morning. After Mr Turnbull called the spill, Mr Dutton challenged. Prime Minister Turnbull says his colleagues must now put aside their differences.
United, we are able as a team to deliver the great results, continue to deliver the great results that we have for all Australians. And it is, you know, you cannot deny the achievements of our government. We have delivered lower taxes, record spending on essential services. We've started to turn the corner on energy prices. We're seeing the strongest economic growth we've had for a very long time. And last year was the strongest jobs growth in the country's history.
Liberal MP Craig Kelly has downplayed the failed bid to remove Malcolm Turnbull, saying these kinds of things happen from time to time. He says the best thing for the government now is to move on and focus on ensuring the federal opposition doesn't come into power.
These are things happen from time to time. We've had that vote today. Let us get back on and really focus on policy, because there is a real gulf between what the Labor Party offers with their ideological, reckless and economically damaging policies, what they are for this nation. We've all got a job in the coalition to make sure we do whatever we can to stop Bill Shorten from ever getting his hands on keys to power here.
Peter Dutton will now sit on the backbench and says he'll respect the result of the leadership ballot.
I will work every day to make sure the coalition is elected at the next election, and I want to make sure that I support the Prime Minister and to make sure that we support the government's policies, because ultimately I'd never ever want to see Bill Shorten as Prime Minister of this country, because it would be a disaster. So my job from here, what is my next step? What's my job from here? My job is to make sure that I can prosecute the sort of messages that I just spoke about, and that's the only thing I'm focused on.
Australia's first female Muslim senator says she wants to amplify the voices of women and women of colour. Maureen Faruqi was sworn in yesterday, a week after Qatar's Australian Party Senator Fraser Anning called for Muslims to be banned from migrating to Australia. The Green senator is only the 100th woman to ever be elected to Parliament. She says there's been a lack of diversity in Canberra for far too long.
If we want to have a real democracy in Australia, then we need to make sure that voices are heard. And at the moment, I think the voices of women, and especially the voices of women of colour, we're really struggling with that.
Usain Bolt has officially started his attempt at winning an A-League contract, completing a short, low-intensity session with the Central Coast Mariners on Tuesday morning. A crowd of journalists and photographers watched the 8-time Olympic gold medalist on the field, who arrived in Australia on the weekend. It's been just over a year since Bolt retired from athletics, with the club keen to show off the potential recruit in an August 31st trial game. The 32-year-old says he's ready to get to work.
It's just like track and field, you know what I mean? The first day of training is always the roughest one. You can tell how much work you need to put in, what you need to do, but it felt okay, you know what I mean? I know it's going to take time and work, and I'm ready to work.
Brisbane will host Graham Arnold's first match as Socceroos coach in November. The match against South Korea will be the first time the Socceroos have played in Brisbane since Australia's victorious 2015 Asian Cup campaign. Arnold says the match will be important in preparing ahead of the 2019 Asian Cup in the United Arab Emirates. Well, now, tomorrow's weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 17 degrees. Adelaide, a possible late shower and 20. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, more cloud and 14. Canberra, some morning frost, then a partly cloudy day, 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Similar conditions in Sydney, 18. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 24. Cairns mostly sunny and 27, and Darwin sunshine and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.